Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Thank you for tapping in ASAP. I got Andrea Harmon, one of my good friends. She's like family. Just known her my whole life. We're going to get into that in the next episode. We are here. It is an emergency. I'm tired of seeing people sell fish plates on the side of the road. I'm tired of t-shirts. I'm tired of people stopping me on Crenshaw and Slauson to raise money for a funeral. We got to do better. We got to do better. And you are in the business of life insurance. We are at the age where we need to tap into life insurance and to have our affairs taken care of. We are at the age where we have to parent our parents. Andrea, how important is life insurance?
Life insurance is extremely important. And I say that because me being a minority, an African-American person, it's not really talked about in our community like it is in I'm going to just say in the Caucasian community. Right. You know, I'm just going to be blunt. I'm going to be frank with it. You know, that's not taught. Like when you look at the Kardashians, you look at the Hiltons, you look at the Rockefellers, they all came from having life insurance policies that were passed down from their great-great-grandmas. Right. So they always came from money. You look at us, we don't come from nothing.
Why did you get into the business of life insurance?
So I got into the business of life insurance when I first signed up to get my life license. It kind of was just like, okay, it's just going to be an extra source of income. And I kind of just lagged with it as far as taking the class and whatnot. But what really happened to me and why I really finished and got tested is I lost my grandmother last year in 2022. She just didn't wake up. And my grandma was everything, called her Mom T. Because we didn't used to, she used to want to be called Mumsy. So we didn't know how to say Mumsy when we were little. So we called her Mom T. But my grandma passed and she didn't have life insurance. Now, me and my grandmother were extremely close and I knew she did have a policy.
That was your homegirl.
That was my homegirl. I would call her and I could tell her just about anything like personal. Like she was everything. We'd had tea parties. We just did everything. We were extremely close. So I knew she did have a life insurance policy once upon a time. But as she got older, it ended up lapsing and her kids didn't take care of her affairs. So, of course, when she passed away, there was no life insurance policy to pay for her funeral. So we had to come together like as a family and are like, how are we going to bury grandma? So her kids, I'm going to just be real. These are my family. Like they wanted to be cheap because everybody was going to have to put in their money. And I said, I absolutely refuse to go on GoFundMe to sell any chicken dinners. I absolutely refuse.
Right.
We are all going to get together as a family. You know, some may contribute more than others and it's fine. I said, I don't care what it is, but I'm going to make sure that my grandma has a proper burial. So, you know, after, you know, we went ahead and took care of that, we had her repass and everything. We kind of came together like a family and like, it kind of like segregated everyone because everyone was mad. Like, Mama had bad a life insurance policy and we didn't get left no money. So I had to come to them like, you know what? You know, I'm getting, I just had passed my course. I hadn't got life licensed yet. But I said, honestly, you guys were her beneficiaries. So right. as adults, she had got the policy when you guys were children, meaning that if she was to pass away, whoever took care of you guys would have some money. But at this point where she's at an elderly age, she can't afford that type of premium. That's your policy. You guys are all working. You guys should have pitched together as the five kids to pay the policy because that's your money.
Right.
When we get life insurance, it's not for us. We're leaving it to someone because everybody has a birthday. We don't know our death date. We can't take that money when we die.
Just hearing the numbers, I think that scares people a lot, especially us.
It absolutely does. Like a lot of the times, like my clients, when I'm just educating people or potential prospects, just educating right. them about it, they're looking like, oh no, I'm not going to get a policy because that means you want me to die or I'm going to die. You're going to die. You just right. don't know when. You could literally walk out of your house and die. Like we don't know when our death date, it's inevitable. It's going to happen. So like there's no better time than now. But like I said, it's a selfless act. People really cannot fathom in their mind that they're paying for something that they're not reaping the benefit on. Right. So we got to get out of the one-track minds. Like I tell everybody, I bet your cell phone got life insurance. If you never break your cell phone, can you call the cell phone company back and say, hey, I paid my policy on my cell phone for 3 years. Can I get my money back? Or can I pull out or something on it? No. It's to protect this asset in the event that your phone dies. The same for your car. You know, we run out and we get insurance on all these things, you know, and we're the beneficiary because we're the ones that are benefiting it. Like for the car, like we're driving the car. That's the policy holder. Us as a person, we're the beneficiary for that because we're paying for it. When the car dies, we're going to reap that reward, not your car, you know. But like I said, it's a selfless act. Like nobody wants to insure the most important thing. Like your life is not important for you to pay a monthly you know, fee or not leave a burden to your family.
The scrambling to pay for the funeral yes. services and stuff. That's what gets me. That was like, okay, wow, we really, really got to buckle down because that's so embarrassing. We came up with all the fashions and the cars and this, that, and the third, but they're on Facebook with the GoFundMe link.
Okay, of course. Like I said, like in our community, these other ethnicities leave a will, but Black people leave a bill.
Yeah,
because
that was a bar.
When we got bars all day, you know, 16, you know, shout out. But anyways, we leave bills, you know, you know, somebody passes away and you see all this GoFundMe. And it's so sad because I had a conversation with someone just educating them and their family about it. And they put it to mind like, no, it's not a necessity I need. And it's so sad that I had a conversation with someone in August and then their husband passed away. 5 months later with no life insurance and they went right online with a GoFundMe.
Wow.
And lost the business like and everything. It was just like clockwork. And I was stressing the importance, like you should get it. Your husband has a shop. You want to leave something down assets. To your kids. You have a home. You want to leave something like that. And so that's what, you know, talking about it, like, cause some people are like, well, I don't have any kids or, you know, I don't think I need it because I don't have any kids or, you know, or maybe they're single or right. not. So life insurance might not be for everybody, but for the majority, like I said, like I look at it like couples who are married with no children. You guys definitely should have life insurance because if your spouse was to leave you, what are you going to do for that source of income? It's income replacement. So you have to look at it. No, it's not life insurance, but you look at it as that's income replacement for single people who own homes. Okay. That's like mortgage replacement. Like you would want to get a policy enough to pay off your house because you're going to leave that house to somebody. Like, you know, you may roommate with somebody, you know, somebody else may be tied into that investment. You don't want that gone because you're not there, you know, or even the young people. It's so cheap when you get it when you're 18. It's like $10. It's like right. so cheap. So eventually, like you're locked into a rate. You have a policy. Eventually, if you buy a home, get a family, you already have your policy. You can increase it, but you're already guaranteed at the age and your health that you're at.
Let me ask you this. So if I got a policy at 18 for $200,000 and it was $15 a month, mm-hmm. does that premium increase as I get older or it stays $15 a month until I increase my policy?
So the company that I'm with, we only do term insurance.
What does that mean?
Okay, so there's two types of life insurance. There's whole life and there's term.
Okay.
I only educate people on term. The company that I actually have life insurance with was founded back in 1977 based upon someone whose dad had a whole life policy that passed away from a heart attack. He had a $50,000 policy. Unbeknownst to him, he had a heart attack. He was only awarded $10,000. So he was like, hey, where's the other $40,000? Like, my dad had a $50,000 policy. They were like, oh, your dad was on a whole life policy, which means that he was able to pull out cash. So it had a cash value attached to it. So what they don't tell you is, because you hear it online, like, oh, make sure you get a life insurance policy that has a cash value attached to it. That is the worst policy that
you can get. So a whole policy you can pull from.
Yeah.
And a term policy you can't pull from.
No, a term policy is straight insurance, like car insurance, like cell phone insurance. Like, you can't call them and say, hey, I want to borrow money off of it. Like,
right.
It's pure insurance. If you want to save something, you put it in an investment portfolio. So then that's when you talk more on the financial house, where you put it into an annuity, a mutual fund, something that's going to incur interest, where you can pull out of it. It's taxed, you know, you get a tax benefit, but you don't combine it with your life insurance policy. So like he did, you don't get both. You know, when you pull out on it, it takes away from your death benefit, but they don't tell you that. But it's in a contract and you don't read that contract. So back to the question that you said, does it increase? No. So our company has the longest term at a 35 years that you're locked into it. So if you get it at the age of 18 for a $200,000 policy, your rate stays the same for the whole 35 years unless you increase it. It's the same age, medical, whatever you signed up for. So in 35 years, that doesn't mean your policy disappears. You
paid it off.
No, you didn't pay it off. You just re-term. So in 35 years, you know, you'll just add the 35 years to your age and whatever the rate is or inflation is, that'll be your new rates. At that point in time, you may have had kids. You may have acquired a significant other, got a house. So you might be like, I need a $500,000 policy, or I don't, I only need $100,000. You just go for your new term, and your new term could be like 20 years.
Just renew it. Okay. Yeah,
because term insurance goes into the age of 95. So if you are still living at 95, then you've basically paid off your policy.
Wow.
You know, you've outlived it. You know, because everyone's like, well, no, with term insurance, it just ends and you don't have life insurance. So you don't get your premium back. No, you just get another term. It's the same. Whole life insurance, you have a term on it as well. They just don't tell you that.
I mean, you explained it when you said, like, car insurance. You don't get nothing back from car insurance.
Right, exactly.
At all.
Exactly. So why do you think, like,
we got to renew our car insurance.
Every.
We got to get a new policy.
Every 6 months or every year.
Yeah.
So this one, you're doing it every 35 years. And you got to look at it when you look
at your employer. And that's more beneficial than car insurance, because you could be paying $15, $20 for 35 years. It's not going to go up like car insurance.
Exactly. Because if you get in an accident, because like you said, if you're locked in at 18 and you get some type of terminal illness or chronic condition, we're not going to raise your rate.
Right.
Because you've already guaranteed insured. So when it's time to renew it, we're still not going to raise your rate.
Right.
Because you're already a client. As long as it hasn't lapsed, you've paid your premium, we're just going to renew you with whatever the next term is. Like, we may say it's only 20 years because you're 35 years older.
Right.
So we're only going to give you a 20-year term for the next one. And then you live that 20 years. Okay, we'll do 10 years, you know.
Okay. That's some, and you're explaining it so well and so easily too. Let me ask you this. People who sign up for a policy today, but they die in 3 days, do they get that money back? Or do they, you know what I mean?
Okay, so with my company, once you're approved with underwriting, you're approved. We're going to pay your family. So if you pass away in 3 days and underwriting already approved you, they're going to get a payout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're not going to say no, there's a grace period.
Is that specific to your company?
That's specific to my company. Yes. I don't know if other, you know, insurance companies, you know, they have clause in it. Because like I like to explain too, we're one of the few companies that pays out for suicide. A lot of life insurance companies don't pay out for suicide. We pay out for suicide. We pay out for terrorist acts and natural disasters. Like, we paid out over $5 billion in COVID deaths alone. we paid out for 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina. A lot of the times when people were jumping out the towers, they were saying those people were committing suicide when they were trying to save their lives, and they weren't paying out the policies. The same with Hurricane Katrina, because a lot of bodies couldn't be recovered. They were saying, hey, we can't pay out that life insurance policy because we can't find the body. It was in a body of water. There's always stipulations or, you know, a policy.
That fine print that
don't read, that you have to be dismembered. There's dismembered policies, or you have to die by an accident or by a train. Like, there's so many clauses in these policies where they're like, where I have clients were like, I only pay this amount. I only pay $45. You guys are too expensive. So I'm like, let's pull out your policy and look at it. And point out, okay, so you have an accidental clause in there, meaning that you have to die by an accident. So if you die any other way, your beneficiary is not getting the money.
Wow.
That's why your policy is $45.
That's so interesting you mentioned Katrina, because that affected us more than it affected anybody.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
That was all our people down there. Mm-hmm. So imagine if those people would have signed with your company or had a little bit more education and knowledge in life insurance and how it worked. Mm-hmm. Their lives could have been saved a different way. Okay, yeah, we lost someone, but we didn't get anything for it. Or now we are trying to figure out how to get that income we lost.
Yeah.
But if they would have had term insurance, your insurance,
yeah,
they would have, you know, been able to kind of get back on their feet a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
What do you think the disconnect is with our people and like insurance? I'm going to say this, the lack of education. I feel like after people hear this, they would be like, oh, okay. Like it is enlightening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that it's a lack of education to disconnect, or okay, it's always a systematic disconnection, right? The system, right? The, what we've been through in this country, right? So we always get the bad end of the stick, but where do you think, like, the, for all intents and purposes, where is the disconnection
with our people? It's definitely a lack of education, because I'm going to say it myself, being 39 years old, that I didn't get my own insurance until I actually got a life license, which was when I was the age of 38, because I had the notion that I have insurance with my employer.
That was me.
Not knowing that that is a group policy. That is a key man policy. So, you know, when you do annual enrollment and you do all your benefits and stuff, they're getting a group rate for you because you're just a code and a number. So they want to be able to get paid. You know, your employer has the policy on you. They're your beneficiary, most likely. So you pay like a little portion But there's stipulations in that group policy, like you have to die between your work hours. Like, say you're on vacation or on a leave, there's stipulations where they're not going to pay you out. You know, they're getting such a discount.
But they're getting
rate.
Money.
Of course. Yeah, because it's like that's why when I try and tell people about getting life insurance for your business, for the life, it's a key man policy. So like me, I have a life insurance policy on my business, Harmony Couture.
Right. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I got a policy out on that. So whoever takes over my company, like in the event that I'm not there, they'll just be the beneficiary so they can still pay like the employees or keep it running. So like at least I can pass that down to my kids or right. somebody else, like, you know, like, so it just doesn't die with me. So that's when I was like, that's business life insurance or corporate owned life insurance.
I did not
insurance.
Know that there was a thing of, wow.
Yeah, it's called COLI, corporate owned life insurance.
Okay, you are dropping bombs today. Yeah. Here's the thing, too. The older we get, we're at that age now where we got to have these conversations, right? That's why we're here now. It gets more expensive.
It does.
What do you suggest? Because, I mean, okay, $40 is not a lot in the grand scheme, but then it's a lot to people with families.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Gas is $5 a gallon out here, right? Mm-hmm. You know how much we pay for more to live, to breathe. What do you, like, what's the solution for that? You know what I mean? Because it could get costly.
You have to think about your priorities because we can fit in to pay an installment plan on a cell phone and pay a monthly bill for a cell phone, all these other things.
Beyonce tickets,
like, whatever, to go out to buy bottles of Hennessy's, to get tables at clubs and bars right. and party every weekend. Cut out a couple of those weekends. So just think about it. A bottle of Hennessy is what, $45? You know, just think about a bottle of Hennessy.
Wait, a bottle of Hennessy at the club or?
No, just if you go like to the liquor store.
Okay, $45.
So say you go to the liquor store and you buy a bottle of Hennessy. So you buying that one bottle of Hennessy could be your monthly payment of right. your life insurance policy. So let's not buy that one bottle because we can find money for that bottle, or we can find money for that sack of weed, or, you know, any of our expenses, or we're going to go brunch and we're going to pay $105 for this brunch, but I can't find it in my budget to pay this life insurance policy. But I brunch every week.
In a house weekend. In a house full of kids.
In a house full of kids. But yeah, it's not in my budget. Yeah. It's not? Like, let's really look at your budget. Like, you don't think that you can not brunch one Sunday? You can do it three Sundays.
Right.
And find that. Or save $2 a day. Like, if you break it down like that and, like, really do the math, because sometimes you got to get really granular and be like, let's really do the math. That's, like, $2 a day. Like, I'll be right. finding a gang of change in my car. Like, let me just put that up because that's my life insurance.
When I think money. the first thing I think about when it's time to save money is not eating out. That's
expensive.
We spend, like, at least 20. If you work, you're spending $20 a day. At least
minimum, that's like one meal,
right? That's great.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I could cut back on.
You could bring your lunch.
Exactly. You know what I mean. But the thing is,
you don't want to.
Yeah. It's that disconnection.
Yeah.
So if I open up a policy, and I forget to pay 1 month, what happens?
That doesn't mean we necessarily terminate you. We'll work with you. So, like, I have clients who've lapsed. I'm going to reach out to you and be like, hey, you know, I don't want it to be terminated. You've lapsed. I see you miss a payment. Is there something that I need to know? Like, a lot of the times when I give people policies, I always tell them I'm going to put the waiver of premium on there for you. So, in the event, like, you become disabled or out of work for a certain period of time, we'll waive your monthly premium and we'll pay it and you're still a client.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I do that because it's only like a couple bucks. So I always tell them, like, hey, this includes your waiver of premium, you know, that in the event that you, you know, stop working, you get disabled or something like that, we're going to pay your premium, but you're still going to have life insurance.
Wow, okay. So a waiver of premium is something that you get upon signing for the policy.
Yeah.
And it just adds a couple of dollars to.
I've already quoted it, like, when I'm in it, it's already in the rate because I automatically always add it.
Oh, wow.
And then if you tell me, no, I don't want it, then I'll just tell you, well, it's only right. $3. I just automatically, because I'm telling you, I'm giving you the waiver premium.
Right.
You know, and this, it's a couple bucks difference. Nobody really says, well, what's the difference without it? You know, I mean, some people are, and I just tell them, like, do you want me to take it off? you know, because I'm never going to just add something to you, but I'm doing it because I feel like that's the right thing to do.
Right, right, right.
You know, just like when you add your kids on there too, because we can add your children on there up until the age of 18.
Wow.
And then they're guaranteed insured when they roll into their own policy.
Does that go into the 35 years of when you signed up for the children, or it's a whole new?
So the way it works, and because people don't know what it means when they add their kids on it, just think about those kids in Texas that passed away.
Right.
I can guarantee you that none of those kids had life insurance, and all those parents had to bury those kids. Now, I have two children. My children are on my life insurance policy. That means if my kids, I won't speak it, they were to pass away, I have a life insurance policy where I would be able to bury my kids and have some money.
Right.
So that I have $50,000 on my kids. So I pay that. And it's only a couple bucks because they're children.
Right.
It's already included in my policy. So what happens is when my daughter turns 25, because I got it when we'll let the kids ride into the age of 25 on our policy. When she turns 25, she can just get her own policy. She don't have to do anything because she's had a policy all these years.
Wow.
So she'll get a 35-year policy, and it'll probably be like 18 bucks.
Wow.
And she's already locked in, and now she got her own policy.
We should be charging people for this episode because that was some free game. So if you have children, roll them into your policy so when they get a certain age, so not only they're benefiting from if something happened to you, but they're benefiting in general if something happened to them and they have their own family. And Wow.
Uh-huh. And it's educating them because now my kids know about it because she starts to tell her friends like, well, me and my mama got, do you got life insurance? Like she really be having the conversation with her friends like, well, we have policies. Like, right. And educating, like, yeah. And she's like, Mom, I can get my own policy when I'm 18. I'm like, no, you're fine. You're on my policy till you're 25. She's like, no, I can get my own policy. You know, eventually I'll have a family. She's like, I can pay my own policy. I'm working.
Listen,
like,
baby girl, your mama will pay for your policy until you have your own family. So don't even be worried about that.
Right.
And that's for real. Until she grown and want to play house and get married and do what she's supposed to do. Like she could be 35 years old and you still gonna be paying for her policy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's how it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah.
Because you take care of your children and, you know, you're blessed enough to have the education, to have the career, to have the money and et cetera, et cetera. Let me ask you this. How much do, like, funerals cost? You guys just buried your grandmother. How much did that run?
So, and we didn't even bury her. So we had rented basically a casket for a viewing, and then we had her cremated, but all that was $20,000.
Wow.
And that didn't even put her in the ground. We had a sundial for her, which means she was cremated, and then we poured her on top of other people's ashes inside of like a well in the cemetery. It's a sundial that you go and visit.
I did not know that you could rent a casket.
Yes, we rented it so that we could view the body at the funeral, and then she went and got cremated the next day.
$20,000?
It was $20,000. Between everything. Now, if y'all want to get into that, now that's a business I was thinking about doing because that the funeral business, they're making money.
Especially now, the way these
people. Yeah, the way these people is falling out.
So the older we get, the more people we lose, right? But these young kids.
These young kids are dying.
Crazy.
Just every day, like on the Shade Room or Hollywood, look, what was that? Football player, he's 40 years old. He just died.
Yeah, that's a thing that 5 years from now they're gonna have to do something about the NFL because, like, within this past month, like three players died, like under 40 years old.
That's crazy.
Mysteriously, but they got the money.
Not necessarily, because look at PNB Rock. He didn't have a life insurance policy,
yeah. And
his girlfriend was on there talking about. She had to have money. Like, he didn't leave nothing. She's like, we didn't think we needed one. He was 32. No life insurance policy. But I bet you the record label had a life insurance policy on him.
Talking about PNB Rock, okay, you from here. You know the streets. What's the first thing that came to your mind when you heard that he died?
Did he check in? Because when you come into L.A., you need to know that you need to check in.
Especially where?
You in the hood. You going to go to the hoodest. Roscoe's.
We talked about the GoFundMe and the fish plates and stuff. What's your thoughts on that? When Granny died, he was like, When Mumpty died, he was like, oh, no, no, oh, we're no, not.
You're not about to see me post on Facebook, hey, my grandmother passed away and we're trying to raise $20,000 to bury her. No. All you heard was after the fact that I got the worst news of my life and my grandmother passed away, and that was pretty much it. You just saw pictures of the funeral. Nobody knew anything.
Right.
You know, that was family business, and
you guys made it happen.
We made it happen. We called a family meeting, and I'm like, everybody need to come through.
Right. Because what I feel like what's happening with these GoFundMes, too, is that they're not raising enough money, number one, to pay for the services. And number two, I feel like GoFundMe doesn't just give them the money like that. I feel like there's a process. You know, knock on wood, we don't have to find out, right?
Yeah, we don't have to find out. One thing about the company that I'm with is we pay out within 7 to 10 days after the death benefit. We pay out the fastest, too, so you get a check. And I know that for a fact because one of my close friends that I've known for a long time, her son got murdered, and I didn't know that she was signed up for Primerica. That's who my life insurance is housed with. And she told me, she's like, yeah, we got the check like within 10 days for $200,000. Because I was wondering, I was like, I didn't see her post anything. I said, I didn't see her and the mom and dad. Her dad had a policy and the grandson was on his policy. And he paid out. So she's like, no, you guys are absolutely right. You guys really do pay out and you pay out fast.
No problem.
There was no issues.
Wow. And that's Primerica. That's Primerica. Andrea, what should our listeners do ASAP?
You guys need to get life insurance, get educated, or learn how to get money and start your own business by teaching financial literacy. So you guys can follow me at Business Guru HK. So B as in Bravo, I Z N E, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, G U R U, H as in hotel, K as in kilo. So Business Guru, and that is my Instagram handle. Just go on there. You can click on the link in my bio. I have a 10-minute consultation. Or you can just DM me if you just want to speak to me and just get educated, and we can get on a Zoom.
And I'll have all that information located in the description of this episode. Again, I'm not Sean Allen everywhere. NotShawnAllen. Thank you for tapping in ASAP. See you guys on the next one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.